In 2018, Kitty Eisley moved back to her childhood home to care for her father.
Outside on the patio, I am frankly exhausted and kind of cranky. Dad fell this week. He took the trash out to the curb and then saw some sticks in the yard and decided he'd move them out to the curb and fell in the yard because the grass is so slippery. He had blood in the crevices of his face, across his forehead, and down his nose. When we got to the hospital, turned out his head was fine, but he had cracked 5 ribs. I don't know how you crack 5 ribs.
Al Eisley had suffered congestive heart failure, and that had led to confusion and memory loss and accidents. Kitty Eisley chronicles the story of caring for her father in sometimes the intimate ways that a parent cares for a child in a new podcast called Demented. And Kitty Eisley, our friend who has also worked as an editor on NPR and on this very program, joins us. Kitty, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a real honor.
Tell us about Al, your father.
I'll tell you about Al. Al would tell you about Al. You know, for people outside Washington, it doesn't matter so much. But in Washington, he was a journalist in a real old school sense. And for that reason, I think he knew almost everyone in town because he'd been here since 1965 reporting about Capitol Hill or involved in politics or policy. And then in the 90s, helped start the newspaper The Hill. He was a very outgoing and cheerful and even-tempered, friendly person. I really liked him. I mean, he wasn't hard as a person to be with, even as he declined. I think he kept that cheerful optimism and curiosity and love of words.
Kitty, tell us the ways in which you began to notice that something was just amiss with your father.
My mom, his wife of 50-some years, had died in 2016, and it really took the wind out of his sails. We had watched as he adjusted, but his memory was causing difficulty because he'd get lost or he'd lose important things like, well, himself downtown when he was walking around neighborhoods that he'd walked most of his life, mm-hmm. keys, wallets, glasses, cane, passwords, and yet still kind of all of us kind of in denial. These were, you know, easy to see as one-offs, but his mind wasn't working.
Demented is partly audio diaries of yours. And then parts are conversations, very confiding conversations you have with friends who have been through similar experiences. And let's listen to a friend of yours, Kim Jones Morris, telling you about her experience with caring for her mother.
The way that my mom's Alzheimer's has manifested, there are a lot of behavioral changes before they notice the forgetting, being kind of unpleasant or saying things that weren't exactly appropriate or, you know, being a little mean. People distanced themselves from her. And so rather than people being supportive and prayerful, they just kind of disappeared.
You say in the podcast that 1 in 5 Americans is providing unpaid care, often by themselves, for someone over the age of 50. That's a huge population, isn't it?
It really is, which is why I was surprised that as I talked to people, everyone had a story about this, but I wasn't really hearing it in the media or seeing it or feeling like I had partners and company for it. I'd go into these caregiver support group thing and I would be the youngest person, but the average age of a person beginning to take care of an elder is 49.
Help us appreciate just how much it dominates a life.
Oh, gosh, I could tick off 100 things, and really they're small things. But for someone on a lot of medication, dosages can change almost weekly. So I was running to CVS all the time. I could paper a room with CVS receipts. Depends, bed pads, urinals, rubber gloves, becoming power of attorney, taking over financial accounts at the bank, figuring out how you're going to pay for this. Even if I did a lot of care, we were able to hire someone, and it took 2 of us. And you think you can care for one person the way a parent can care for a child, but you can get a wiggly toddler into a car seat eventually. An adult, one person can't safely lift them all the time But we don't have any money for that as a society, unless you declare, almost declare bankruptcy, when you can get some government help for long care assisted living, where you need care in your home. So if we really do value people in this country, we need to value both ends and say, we're going to help take care of families. We're not going to leave you alone, because you will probably have to step out of the workforce for some time to do this.
Al died just a few months ago. How are you doing?
I'm actually really good. I'm so relieved, and I think I'm actually thinking about holiday season, because that's when it all started for us. A lot of people go home on holidays and haven't seen family and really see the differences. That is a really good time to start asking, how would you want to be cared for if you couldn't care for yourself? But thank you for asking. I think it took a lot out of me to care for him, but I knew I wasn't going to regret it, and I don't. We were able to give him a peaceful and dignified end, and he was at peace, and I felt so comforted by that.
Kitty Eisele, her podcast is called Demented. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Scott.